Why do we fight wars? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, and all sorts of good things here in Campo, California. Why do we fight wars? The Absolute Philosopher asks that question, and the Absolute Philosopher has a few points of view about that. Why do we fight wars? Within each one of us are certain conflicts going on, and the conflict of right and wrong, the conflict of good and bad, the conflict of believing and non-believing, the conflict of wondering what should be done and how it should be done. It's a wonderful conflict. Now, how do we work with this? How do we work with this conflict? Why do we fight wars? And this conflict is a war within ourselves. But how do we fight wars? Well, we fight wars by not believing in the truth about ourselves, by not believing in that which is our highest and best. We fight wars every time we are in conflict with ourselves. Now, when are you in conflict with yourself? When are you fighting a war in yourself? When are you not getting along well with yourself? Well, we're not getting along well with ourselves every single time we doubt ourselves. Every single time some wonderful thought comes to our mind and we doubt ourselves. And you say, well, I never doubt myself. Oh my, we all doubt ourselves far too often. We doubt that we can jump that jump we want to jump. We doubt that we can read that book. We'll fall asleep, we say. We doubt that we will do the exercise that we want to do to maintain our body in its perfect form, and that's mostly mental. We doubt all these things, and then we wonder why we doubt. Well, we doubt because if we believed in ourselves, if we believed in who and what we are, we would never have to wonder in the slightest whether anything would work or whether anything would not work. We would know beforehand. We would know, as we say, all is in divine order and all is functioning perfectly right now. So as we do that, then we stop fighting the war within ourselves. We stop fighting the war within our consciousness that says, hey, this isn't going to work. And we begin doing those things that lead to our highest and our best. We begin doing those things which lead to harmony and peace and right action. We begin doing those things which lead to a joyous experience for ourselves. Now, are you ready to stop fighting a war within yourself? Are you ready to stop fighting a war outside of yourself? Ho-ho! All around us, wars go on because we give them power and we give them attention. When we no longer give them attention, they cease to be. When we no longer give them attention, they cease to have any import. Now, there's a picture in the Business Week magazine, or Newsweek magazine, one or the other, and it showed a picture of President Clinton getting ready to go and speak to the audience, the press, and tell them about a peace accord that he was working with a number of other nations that were seeking to have peace. Well, his aide sent him a note and said, straighten your tie. And so, as the president was standing there getting ready to walk into the press room, all of these officials from various other nations who were ready to sign the peace accord were standing looking at him and taking a cue on how to react in Washington, D.C. and go before the press. And so the president straightened himself up and put his shoulders back, and he put his hands up to his tie and he adjusted his tie in perfect harmony. And of one accord, each of the other leading people of their nation straightened their tie, except for an Arab who didn't have a tie. And he straightened up too. But all of them were working harmoniously. At that moment, the president, the people, had the greatest accord with one another. And at that moment, there was not a hesitation about cooperation and working together. At that moment, they all straightened their tie. They all straightened up. They all were ready to face the press and say, we agree with peace on earth, and we will do our part now relative to it. You see, we fight wars because we give the wrong body language, we give the wrong expectations, and if we were ready to go into this meeting to say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, well then, there would be a fight going on already. But because they went into the meeting, well, let's all look proper and happy and joyous, and let's put our best foot forward, and let's go and sign that peace accord. And they went into the main press room signing the peace accord. And what had not taken place for years, perhaps centuries, among these various peoples in their various lands, took place that day in the United States with President Clinton leading the way with his dignity, with his ability to speak beautiful words of acclaim for all nations. We fight wars because we're at war with ourselves. And when we start being at peace with ourselves, and of course I like to say that we're not at peace, when we are peace itself, then there are no wars to fight. As we see all the world, not at peace or in peace, but peace, we see all the world peace, then there will be no more wars. And the way to do that is first to see ourself peace. And as we see ourself peace, there are no more wars. There is no more war of conflict within ourselves over what's going on in our body. We are peace. So today, make this protestation yours, and this acclamation yours, and this recognition yours. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now peace in me, and it began with me. I am peace. What a wonderful realization to come to. I love you. I love you. I love you.